natural pearls here we have. Tiny. This one very expensive, 70 to 60 thousand. You find one, you'll be rich. Sit down if you want to ask question. About pearls, about anything.
Allez, vous avez vos questions, s'il vous plaît. Allez, c'est le moment des interviews.
How you make the artificial
reef? Artificial reef, huh?
Yes.
Artificial reef is made by cement, and the HP is down. That's why, you know, it's good for the marine life to grow in it. Bon appétit. It's difficult. Sain, what do you like to?
Allez, vos questions. Vous avez plein de questions. Allez, c'est le moment.
Okay. Yes.
Where can you find
this
big pearl?
Just here, you know, in this area.
Yeah.
We go about 4 or 5 miles. We dive there and we find shells. We open, we find.
How much is this? C'est à 3-4 mètres de fond, en fait, c'est plongé, il y a plein d'huîtres. En fait, il y a beaucoup d'huîtres, mais après, oui, c'est rare de trouver la perle à l'intérieur.
This is, you know, by weight, because, you know, they have special weight to do, not like, you know, they call it...
Why some are black?
Mizan. Huh? Some black because they are feeding on another food, and that's where the color comes. Mm. Yes.
Is there a specific animal you care about?
Yeah, we have many animals we care. You mean in the sea or in the...
No, on sea.
In sea we have the dugongs. Dugongs, which we call it, you know, the sea cow. And we are the second country after Australia. We have about 3,000 here, and it's protected by law. It's more, you can see them in Abu Dhabi. And this lady, she can explain more about
it. Yeah,
Hush!
But we take care about
Tanya. Hey. Don't worry, it's not making any problem.
Why did you put a whale on your logo?
Yes, that's a very good question. It's a very good question. For here. Everybody yell for here. Because, you know, this whale is very intelligent whale in the whole world, in the whole sea. And you know, that's why we put it as our logo. Also, they call it the killer whales, and he never kill people. Never we have attacked, you know, maybe by accident. And this name, that's we want to say, you know, this is very good, you know, whale in the sea. And you can see them here.
C'est un orque, en fait. C'est pas une baleine, c'est un orque.
Why did you decide to create the name?
Yeah, this is also another good question. Thank you very much. Because, you know, I am dealing with the Navy. I am major in the Navy, and when the war comes, it's a big problem here, you know, oil everywhere. And that's where the pollution comes. And also I am specialized on sea mine. Sea mine is explosive, make problem also. When I saw all that, I decided, you know, to start MEG, Emirates Marine Environment Group, to clean the sea. And that's why I started.
How the egg transported the eggs of turtles?
Sorry?
How the egg transported the eggs of turtles?
Yeah, this is also a good question, because it's not a good idea to translocate, you know, the eggs. Keep the eggs natural, keep them in their place. There's sometimes you have to do, like when the water's coming and kill them, or, you know, you have like a fox eating them, or people stealing the egg. That's why we translocate them. Also for education program. Like yourself, you know, you can come and see these turtles.
En fait, j'ajoute juste quelque chose. Là, on a beaucoup de renards qui viennent gratter et qui viennent prendre les œufs en fait.
Allô.
Mais ce qu'on va, donc avant on transplantait tous les légumes. Mais ce qu'on va essayer de faire maintenant, on va mettre des grilles. Comme ça, les renards, ils viendront, mais ils pourront pas gratter. Comme ça, on laissera les nids à leur place.
Mais ici, il y a des nids.
Oui, en fait, c'est ce que je vous disais, je vous ai montré la carte avec tous les points oranges. C'est en fait de là
jusqu'à là-bas,
ça commence en mars la nuit. Et après, les bébés commencent à arriver en juin jusqu'à janvier.
I call you on the same number? I don't know your mobile. So if you can send it, please.
Il y a deux choses. On fait des études par contrat avec des entreprises. Donc là, il y en a trois. Par exemple, il y a Nakheel, l'agence d'environnement d'Abu Dhabi. TDIC, donc c'est l'entreprise à Abu Dhabi qui gère le tourisme en fait, mais on travaille pour eux. Et on travaille aussi pour à Sharjah pour EPAA, donc c'est Environment Protected Area Authority. Donc voilà, on travaille par contrat et en plus on a des sponsors, soit au mini sponsor, on a HSBC, HSBC la banque qui nous sponsorise. You know, how many sponsors. Et après, c'est des donations de personnes comme vous, comme n'importe qui, en fait, qui donnent des donations pour nous aider, et sûrement, spécialement pour tout ce qui est éducation, programme d'éducation, parce que là. Yes. Quand l'année dernière, c'était la crise, c'était difficile, donc oui, Major Ali a beaucoup aidé IMEG financièrement. Voilà, ouais, parce que tous les contrats qu'on a pour nos études, ça va, mais pour tout ce qui est éducation, on n'a rien en fait, donc on attend des sponsors. Oui.
Quel est le projet le plus grand que vous avez fait
En fait, ça dépend grand en étendue ou en argent, mais par exemple. Là, c'est sûrement ce qu'on a fait l'année dernière, qu'on va continuer cette année pour le turtle monitoring. Donc là, comme on a 17 000 à gérer, donc c'est sur une très grande étendue.
Ah, donc.
Et toute notre équipe est impliquée là-dedans pour les tortues. Sinon, après, on a des contrats à long terme avec Nakheel où on gère Népal. Donc là, on a aussi étendu la zone. On fait aussi d'autres projets sur Palm Jumeirah et The World, toutes ces îles qui font la maintenance, là, vous savez. Donc là, on va voir aussi, on va regarder toutes les espèces marines qu'il y a autour et puis les oiseaux et les tortues, s'il y a des tortues, mais bon, je pense pas qu'il y en ait, qui pondent leurs œufs. Et puis la qualité de l'eau. Et on fait ça aussi maintenant à Palm Jumeirah. Donc c'est un palme qui est vert des rats qui ont commencé à construire, mais c'est tout arrêté. Donc voilà, on essaye de faire un peu l'impact sur l'environnement marin de tous ces palmes. C'est un gros projet.
N'oubliez pas en anglais pour mettre Major Ali.
Did you ever try to convince Dubai Mall or Atlantis to release naturalized animals?
Good question.
Let me answer very seriously. To release, you mean the animals or the reptiles? Yeah, you know, it's many I done in my life. You know, I saved many animals, if it's in the marine or in the wildlife. But the special one, the whale shark. The whale shark is a big, huge one, 9 meters. His mouth is about 2 meters. And you know, when I start diving with it, because you know, all these species is a wild, you know. You cannot just come near like this. Just I have feeling for this, because I love them, I want them. When you come near them, they don't hurt you. If they think you are going to hurt them, is a problem. That this feeling is not in everybody. And I stay with this 5 days, you know, to be her friend until she came with me, you know, to take her out and she's in the scene. Yes.
Why did you set up here in this location?
Yeah, this is, you know, this place is very important for me because my grandfather, he came rich from this place because he found big pearls like this. And I love this place because, you know, our family came very rich from this place. And also, I believe this beach is the last beach, natural beach in Dubai. That's why I care about this place and to keep it, you know, for the children to come and, you know, to see the nature here.
How many schools have come to see you?
Thousands of schools, from 8 years now. You know, thousands of children, thousands of... All these children who come here, I am like their father. I like them too much. They write to me, you know, when they come, and I teach them about marine, I show them the fish, I show them, you know, the wildlife. This is good. I have good relationship with all the kids here who come. Always they are sending, you know, letters to me and emails. I send to them. I care about them.
Since January, the start of the year, we've had 600. Last year, we had 3,721 children from schools coming to the reserve.
No, the whole year we have 5,000 nearly.
This is just children. We also have events where there are all our members and all our friends can come and see us. But if you want to know just schools like you, like visits like today, it's 3,700. With the adult visitors, it's over 5,000. Almost every day we have schools coming.
Yes.
Did you ever get a reward or award for your mission project?
Yes. I got the reward, they call it Bish Brown. This is the first Arabic or local get it from 30 years. And it's really, I'm proud with this trophy because these guys, you know, always around me and they saw what I'm doing. That's why they give me this trophy.
You managed to save a lot of portion of aquatic animals in danger?
Sorry?
You managed to save a large portion of animals in danger.
Yes, many animals, especially, you know, the hooksbill turtles. Yes, also the dugongs. We save many dugongs, or dolphin, and that's happened many times.
And sometimes we find the gargour. You know,
trap.
Yeah.
Gargour. Yeah.
Gargour. C'est des, en gros, sort de filet mais dur. Que les pêcheurs mettent sous l'eau, ils attendent que les poissons viennent dedans, mais parfois ils oublient tous ces gargots. Donc ça fait un gros rond comme ça avec des trous pour que les poissons puissent rentrer dedans, mais après ils sont coincés et ils ne peuvent plus sortir. Donc souvent aussi quand on plonge, on voit ces gargots abandonnés avec des poissons qui sont parfois vivants, donc on les relâche, ou des fois bah, ils sont morts parce qu'ils sont restés coincés.
Yes.
Does the MEG use the sea plane?
Yes, we will use it this year because this seaplane is important just for our we have about 17 islands we in charge of it, and we should be there twice a month, you know, Lawrence and Tani and myself, I must be there. And now they will, maybe they will give us 30 islands, and that's too much. That's why we'll use you know, the plane maybe.
National organization?
We are in Emirates, and we are trying to be also national. It's national, why? Because we have slogans, we have people who is international. That's where make MEG is national.
What gave you the idea of taking part of
How did
you have the idea to do?
Yes, that's important. Good. Because I am diving more than 30 years. Diving the whole Gulf and Mediterranean Sea and Red Sea. And it's beautiful. Now everything is going down because people cutting, you know, the coral reefs. And it comes like a desert. That's why I have, you know, I said I must do this art as a sharif. And when I done it, I saw how it's growing and how it's coming now.
Is there any other environmental group in UAE?
Yeah. UAE, if you think about the Gulf, the biggest NGO is in UAE. Unfortunately, they don't work hard, most of them. Only us, because we are only the marine people who's in the marine. And they are working just, you know, nobody helped them much. And NGOs is very important, really, in the country, because they create the people to come and, you know, do awareness for the marine and wildlife, for the whole environment. Yes.
When do you plant the reefs?
I like this one, in your hand, nice. Yeah.
When do you plant the reefs?
Yeah.
When?
The artificial reef or the reef?
Because we have two choices. We do artificial reef where we have to put the support for the reef. So in fact here we are waiting that the algae come after sponge, other animal, and after maybe coral reef. But it's another thing when sometimes we translocate directly the coral. So this we try to do it not in summer, but we have a new project now with the ladies club. Yeah, it's another sponsor.
That's merci, hein? Merci. The club, merci, merci. I like merci. I like this team. Very good team.
Là, par exemple, on va commencer un projet où on va poser des rochers donc, le mois prochain. Et en mars, on va transplanter des coraux sur ces rochers. Ce sera à Dubaï.
Alia, pour les sponsors, on a des hôtels sur le marché. Pourquoi vous prenez l'eau dans l'eau? Pourquoi est-ce que vous avez choisi l'eau des plus des poissons et pas comme des gens, la terre, des animaux sur la terre?
Pourquoi on a choisi de protéger les animaux marins qui sont en train de se faire? Non, en fait, on fait les deux. C'est vrai qu'on est émérite.
Non,
moi, je vais vous parce que Major Ali a créé cette NGO. Et il est très, très proche de la mer. Il était avant dans la marine. Donc, pour nous, c'est très important de protéger les animaux marins. Mais on fait aussi protection de terrestrial animals. Like when you see on the movie, when we did the translocation of Saint-Gabriel, Red Tide, in the where they want to build the airport. So we do both, in fact. We do mainly marine, but also terrestrial. Like Sabah, she will show you everything in the reserve, the parts of the animals, terrestrial. All the birds, also. We take care of all the birds, so...
And speaking of birds, I want to show you before he flies away. If you look behind you.
The heron, this is the heron.
It's called a western reef egret, and he's one of the most common birds you will see here. But he's very close, so I wanted to show you before he flies away. You may not get the shot.
And he's hunting fish now.
He's hunting for fish and crabs in shallow water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a project that failed or?
Sorry, I can't see.
Have you ever had a project that failed?
You see, always when we do project, always we put, you know, we are going to succeed and how to succeed. It's an important thing. Always we think, you know, think, work as a team, safety. If you work with these three things, you know, I'm dealing with explosive, with a sea mine, 18 years. Big problem. If you make one mistake, you die. Always we say think, because we are human. If we don't think, we make mistakes. Work as a team, because the team can make successful, not one guy alone. And safety is important. Always you put safety. If you work like this, alhamdulillah, no problem. Yes. You have a question?
Why do you relocate parts from
the world? Sorry?
Why do you relocate sharks and whales?
Dubai Marina? Dubai Marina is a place where it's closed. You know, this whale shark come inside and he trapped. He couldn't go out. And that's where we came and, you know, make friends with him until we take him out.
Did you translocate coral only at Palm to Dalali and waterfront Dubai?
We did it also in Sir Banias Island because I want to build an harbour, and here it's in a place where there's a lot of coral. So I came with other people from the team and we dive and we can translocate in a safer place. And we will start also, as I said, to near, I don't know if you know the ladies club, but it's near Jumeirah. We will translocate corals here also.
Did you ever interfere in projects that are not in the UAE?
Yes. You've done many.
Ah, me, yes, after, but before. With the MED, no. But we, for example, we participate to a lot of conferences, workshops. Like, for example, me next week, I will go to Kuwait to a conference, so I will speak. So like that, yeah, we interfere. And we can present our project and we can compare with other countries what they are doing, what is working, what is not working. We will go to US also in California to see, especially for turtles, to see what they are doing and what we can do to improve our work here.
What was the biggest difficulty you have ever faced? What was the biggest difficulty you have faced?
The difficulty, for example, especially for the fan, because when we want to change something, sometimes it's difficult. We have to speak with the big guy who are in charge of this, but sometimes, unfortunately, in UAE, they think more for money, and not really for the environment. So, it's just an example. We would like to open some area in the palm of the breakwater to let the water going inside and to have better circulation.
Yeah.
But as it's expensive, they don't want to do it now. So it's a problem. Yeah, here it's more difficult, I think, than in other countries because they think first money. They want to develop many things and they don't care about environment.
Does the EMEC discover new spaces? Does the EMEC discover new spaces?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, we have discovered new spaces for the Gulf. Not new spaces
for the world.
But new spaces for the Gulf. Like,
how many? Six.
We discovered six new spaces of corals. I mean, it's just because before nobody had seen it, but it was there already. But at least now we can make publication and it could be recorded.
And fish also.
And fish also. Yeah. Like one fish. He was a trigger fish. He was just under our office. Our office is on the farm. And we discovered this fish and we realized it has not been recorded for the boat before.
Do you check the animals before putting them back in the water?
Yes, that's a very good question. Because like in, you know, when you see this big lizard, this lizard, you know, we size the head and the tail. If the head is 5 centimeters and the tail should be 3 to 4, If the tail is 2 centimeters, or you know, that's where it's problem. We must keep them and feed them, you know, to be fit. And we check before, you know, it is.
How do you transport that natural? Mm-hmm. Is that your way?
Yeah.
So, we have some species of corn. We take the whole colony of corn, like for the grain, for you can remove everything and you fix. So you have your work where you want to keep it. You clean the surface. You put this epoxy, la pâte, and you paste you fix your coral in it. But sometimes for the table coral, you can just take. C'est comme des greffes de plantes en fait. Tu peux juste prendre une toute petite partie et tu peux la casser, mais c'est pas grave parce qu'après elle va repousser. Et donc cette partie, tu peux la, comme si tu la plantais en fait, tu la fixes sur le rocher et ça va grandir. Donc c'est des colonies, ça s'étend très vite. Oui.
How could Nakil work with you when he's polluting by buildings and houses?
I will answer this question. You mean how we work with Nakhil and they are making problem? Yes? This is a very good question. Why? Because Dubai is my town. I care about Dubai. I want Dubai the best town in the world. Always I take care about the people and the land, you know. Because it's from my grandfather and its roots going and all our family. When they want to start, I fight with them. I told them, no, you cannot do it. I am just a one person. It's not easy to fight, you know, the big sheikh and everybody. And when they start, I told them, stop, I want to translocate the coral, you know, many species there. And I work hard, really, more than 6-7 months just translocating coral to Jabal Ali. And when they start, it's not a good idea for sure. Just now, when it's happened, if you are my son or my daughter, okay, and I told you, don't do this, you done it and you hurt. I cannot leave you. I must stay with you to keep you good. That's very important. You know, I cannot leave them now because everybody ran away from Dubai now. Nobody working, only me with my group working on Nakhil. Because it have problem now. This problem, if we leave it, it will come big problem. If we try to save it and care about it, that's important why we work with Nakhil. We don't like Nakhil. It's not our friend. Just we want, we must do that to Dubai. Save it. But like a small example now, the palm need to open from 3-4 places. It just open one place. And we write report from 3 years to open the palm. Now, they couldn't pay money to open it now. Now, myself, I went to this big company, be friend with them, until, you know, from 70 million, now they will do zero for MEG to open that. I mean, this is a good relationship.
What kind of activities do you do during camp?
A lot.
So in the educational camp, we do mostly mangrove work, so you do stay, hunting mangroves. We do what's called a natural history scavenger hunt, where you go out into the sand dunes and on the beach and you look for natural things, like footprints of animals, like plants, and then we teach you what they are. So you learn that way by finding out yourself locally. And during the summer, Major Ali runs a pearl diving camp for students where he teaches them how to dive the old-fashioned way, to dive for pearls the old-fashioned way, and with all the traditional practices and the traditional ways of doing things.
Hello?
What is the target in underwater filming?
It depends on the project, but for example, what we did in one island where I showed you we are filming underwater, it was to show the beauty of the natural coral reef and all the fish. The fish that live with the coral reef, to show, because lot of people, they can't dive, so one of our jobs is to show them what is underwater So in this particular island, really the coral reefs are really beautiful compared to other places in UAE. So we want to show them to as many people as we can. And sometimes we film, for example, when there is wake. Lots of weight in the harbour, so we need to show also to people what is what the bad impact of underwater marine life.
Did you like the idea of building the underwater hotel in Dubai?
No, at all, yes, long time. Sultan Basri wanted. It's a very bad idea, not good idea. You know, for if you think about the sea, seas belong to not to only us, belong to many fish, many animals, many mammals, and we cannot come and enter, and because if you put stone in the sea, it's a problem. How you will build or do, it's always a problem. To keep the nature, that's the best thing. You know, these kind of things, you can sell it, you can buy it, just natural beach, you cannot buy it or you cannot, it's really a treasure. Oh, yeah. Like now the turtles, they come and, you know, nest here. After 20 years, they come again to nest. And they come to the same area where they nest before. It means the natural beach must stay. It's half really nice thing. You know, all the turtles which we find on the natural, not on the artificial. We never saw that. All the turtles is unnatural. Yeah.
No, if the people want to see what is underwater, they just have to learn how to dive. No need, it's too easy to be in an hotel relaxed. Yeah. Yes?
What's the different method of EMEG used it to protect the environment, and what's the different objects the EMEG use to protect the fish?
What's
the different methods the EMEG use it to protect the environment?
Maybe methods. But what we do a lot at EMEG, we do a lot of monitoring. So in fact, first we establish what is
somebody want
a new
welcome
area, a new island where we want to look what all the species who are here. So we look on the terrestrial and underwater. We do like a map of all the species, and after what we do is monitoring. That means we will go back there every month or every week or every 3 months, it depends on the project, to check and to see the evolution. And if there is a problem, like that, we can see all the problem, because our team now, we are a big team, about 30 people, and we cover a large area, so we know, most of the time we know where are the problem, and we can tell to our contractor and to see the impact of the development.
Thank you. Yes. Is there any question? Yes. I cannot hear.
Is there a specific place where you work? A place where you work except here?
Yeah. In UAE, you know. Because we were so in Gansuit. But also, as I show you, in 17 islands, maybe this year we will have 30 islands to monitor in UAE. So in fact, we work in all the Emirates. Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, and also we did a work last year in Fujairah. So we cover all the Emirates. Basically.
After we go to France, yes?
Yes. Yeah, and like Vedrali explained you, there were some people from France, they came to train us how to do the coral translocation.
Yeah.
We had, for the turtle monitoring, we had a specialized, he came especially from Malaysia to train us.
Yeah.
Will you get work from Qatar and Bahrain, because they are very close, and Dogon still they live there too, I think.
Yeah.
In between Bahrain and Qatar.
Yeah, it's happened when they built, you know, the bridge. The Dogon ran away from that area to Abu Dhabi. Now Abu Dhabi is more, you know, because it's still there is not much, especially in Hawar Island. Most of the Dogons run away because the many things is going. Qatar now crazy. They are like Dubai now. They are building many things. And, you know, our area is very rich now. I think if they are going to make another count, maybe from 3,000 they will find maybe 10 or 8,000. Yes. From we start aiming? Yeah? Is many, what's changed? Yeah, that's important thing. First, you know, before people, they don't think about the garbage in the harbor. They throw garbage every day, and nobody stopped them. When we came and start, we start cleaning the harbors, and we taking thousands of rubbish. You see tons every day. And we told the people, look, this is bad. Don't do that. Also, I have fun. I fund people, you know, if somebody throw, I give him 1,000 or 2,000 to fund them. We do two things now. Now, if you see, the harbor has changed. The harbor is nice, everything is really changed. The beaches, you don't see the rubbish like before. Before, rubbish everywhere. Plastic, like the fishing people, they use plastic. Now, no plastic. It is many changing. Yes. I cannot hear you. Yes, you know, we have with them, you know, long to work, like, you know, more than 5 years. And this problem, it will rise after. If you see the end of that rocks there, we have some kind of machine which size, you know, the waves and the water, I mean, the current, everything. Because we believe, you know, in the future, like palm and the water is rising, is a problem. And from now, we are putting plan, you know, to save these. You know, project. Yes, you want to work on the field now?
Okay.
Thank you. Nice to see you here. Good. Next year when you come, we'll speak French. Okay. I will let this lady teach me French. They can do the mangrove by rope, you know.
Yeah.